I still don't understand why I was picked up first.
And I don't understand why we had to share a carriage at all. It's not like the king couldn't afford two of them.
Perhaps he can't. That's why I invited you. Oh, don't look at me like that. We all know your kingdom has more gold than sense.
Strange. I seem to remember it was my knight that fixed that broken axle.
Oh, come on. Your knight, like there's any ownership to be had. They're knight in name and not in kingdom. Please, no. I don't mean that disrespectfully.
Oh, she absolutely does. I don't think I've heard a respectful word pass through those lips this entire journey.
That's because you've only been on half of it, princess.
See, even when she uses my title, it is dripping with disdain. What are you gonna do about this? Well, isn't it your job to get us there in one piece?
What? Are you afraid of me?
I fear for you, princess.
Dear knight, she's threatening me. Have her head.
You know they won't take you without me. We're a pair as much as they are.
Can a girl dream? I don't even know which twin I'm getting. Do you?
I assume it doesn't matter, but I should get the first pick.
Why would you get first pick?
Well, I've heard my kingdom has more gold than sense. I'll just tell my father to buy the twin of my choosing.
Interesting.
What's interesting?
Just that you think the twin of your choice would also choose you.
I think if they could, they'd both choose me. Unfortunately, one will have to have you. I pity them.
I pity the twin who shares a bed with you. I can't imagine it'll be easy for them to fit in with that giant ego of yours.
Imagine me in bed often, do you? Oh, nothing to say? Finally. How about you? Will you speak up for my honor? You know I'm quite the catch, don't you? Between the two of us, who would you bed?
How did we start having such an improper conversation? Princesses do not discuss the marriage bed with knights. Especially ones taking them to their betrothed.
I think we found the princess that would be unsatisfying in bed. Well, I'm waiting for my answer, my dear knight. You can talk freely here, promise.
None of this is proper. We should perhaps ride the rest in silence.
Oh, poor sheltered princess. You do know the customs of our new kingdom, don't you? Do you want to tell her, or should I?
Tell me what?
Oh, you poor dear. Poor little sheltered princess. Maybe I should leave it a surprise for your wedding night. Don't tell me you're also a virgin. You are! Oh, I forgot how conservative your kingdom is.
A princess saves herself. It's her duty.
I still remember my first bedding. It was everything a princess could ask for. I brought so much honor to my family that day. You were there too, weren't you? Do you remember it fondly too, dear knight? Should we show her? She has to learn eventually.
Learn what? You're not suggesting marital relations, are you?
Well, these marital relations you are so hesitant to speak of are done in front of an audience for the first night. So if you don't want to disgrace your kingdom, you should let us show you what to expect.
Why are you even offering to help?
It's selfish, really. Because I want the talk of the morning after to be about my performance and not your embarrassment. If you're as innocent as I expect, you're going to be all that anyone can talk about. You don't want that, and I don't either. But don't think this makes us friends now. Yes, I will help. And you will too. And yes, we will need another body for demonstration purposes, of course.
How do we start? Do I undress? Or do you?
Eager now, aren't you? That's cute. Keep that. It helps hide the naivety. I believe there's an inn near a hot spring on this journey. We'll be stopping there for the night, won't we? Perfect. Till then, just cross your legs. You can stay a virgin a little longer, can't you?
You're making me sound like a loose woman.
Slut, princess. You can say it. I'm making you sound like a slut. And you like it, don't you?
Yes.
We'll work on that. This is it. Help us undress, dear knight.
Already? Shouldn't we?
Shouldn't we what? I'm in charge now, princess. Listen and learn. Knight, her first.
Oh. You're very dexterous, dear knight. Your hands are gentler than I thought for a knight.
Very dexterous indeed. Wait till you see what else those hands can do.
You two have been together? I thought you only watched her.
Oh, I've only heard tale. Ladies in my kingdom have loose lips. What, dear knight? You expect them to stay quiet after a night with you? You've really never heard the whispers?
What whispers?
That his biggest sword is the one in his pants.
Oh. Is that true?
Maybe you'll find out tonight. It's my turn. You watch how it's done. Head held high while being undressed. You shouldn't be ashamed to show your body. You're so gentle with your hands, dear knight. Promise me you won't stay that way. Perhaps with her, but not with me. You won't break me. I'm not some blushing virginal bride like her, and you're quite aware of that, aren't you? Princess, watch how I can direct my lover's gaze as I sweep my hair off my shoulder, directing attention to my goosebumps as the chill hits my skin, and then gracefully stepping out of the rest of my clothing. See?
I think so. But then what?
Watch first. Look your lover directly in the eye when you remove their clothes. Don't drop your eyes till they do. Let them feel your challenge. And then, as the clothes fall away, trace their exposed skin with kisses. Listen to their moans and pay special attention to where they catch. Don't be afraid to bite and lick. Did you watch?
Yes.
Good. It's your turn.
Like this. Ugh.
Yes, just like that. Isn't she a natural?
Is that praise?
Telling a princess she looks natural on her knees in front of a knight? You tell me.
What should I do here? At the...
Kiss that, too. Go on. Don't be shy now. You're naked on your knees. Now is not the time.
How? Won't you show me?
Start with gentle kisses and licks. Again, pay attention to the moans. Oh, right there again. Can you hear that? How he moans when you lick the tip. Lick it again, and then sheath his cock in your mouth. Here, let me help you. Just open your mouth. That's it. And I'll move your head for you. That's it. Just like that. I think she's got it now. Let's get her to take you deeper, yeah? Yeah. Yes, she has it. Control your own head now, princess. She's a natural, isn't she? How's it feel, dear knight? In the mouth of a princess. You've been thinking about it, haven't you? Don't think I didn't see the evidence of your arousal at my own first bedding. You left the room so fast. I knew that you were sure to be fisting your cock in the stables after that. It's not too much now, is it? My voice in your ear, and her warm mouth on your cock. I certainly hope not. I expect more from you, dear knight. You're going to help her learn the proper way to bed. I need you to last. You can do that. Or do you need to be taught as well? Take a break, princess. I want a turn.
Aren't you doing well?
Up. Watch how it's done from his perspective.
Is that now I left sucking your cock? It's very explicit. Do you like it? I didn't think it would feel so good for me. It rubbed against my tongue. Made me tingle and warm. That's only in your moments when I had you shaved entirely in my throat. I could feel them in my entire body. I couldn't breathe. I didn't care. All I wanted was for you to keep making them. If she didn't pull me off, I might have passed out with you down my throat. Is that quite terrible of me? That I wanted your cock more than air? I'm sorry, dear knight. Ah, look at her. She's looking up at us. Mm. I should have done that. Would you like that? Mm-hmm. Seeing my tear-streaked eyes as I choose the pleasure in my throat over air. Oh! What's happening? Why are you pulling her hair?
Almost got you. Princess, I don't think he can last much longer. Poor dear knight, so sensitive after having two pretty princess mouths. How will he withstand two pretty princess pussies? But he won't come until we're done with him, will he? No. It wouldn't do any good to put an unlanded knight's bastard in our bellies before we marry off, now would it? Good. Now, lay down, knight. Lay down on the soft grass with me. First, wet his cock. It can be difficult the first time. Watch as I rub his cock against myself. Teasing us both. Warming it and making it slicker. Till I slip the tip just at my entrance. And then watch him as I slowly sink down on it.
How does it fit? Does it feel good? Like it did in my throat?
You'll see. Straddle his legs behind me. Wrap your arms around me and move with me.
Like this?
Yes. Exactly. Here. Tuck your head over my shoulder and you can watch him. Watch us both move together on your cock. Moan with me. Make him feel like he's fucking us both. He will. That's it. Twitch inside us, dear knight. But do not come. Feel a squeeze on you. Moving and moaning as one. Fucking us both.
When will it be my turn on this talk?
Do you hear how eager she is for you? How badly she wants you to fill her? Should we give it to her?
Please. I hate to feel it. Please, dear knight. I need to feel your cock inside me again.
Oh, you like hearing her beg, don't you? Should we keep her begging? What if I drain you right now? What if I squeeze my pussy around your cock and don't let up until you fill my belly with your cum? I did say that, didn't I? You can't come in us. Poor knight, tortured by his cock. Do you think not coming in my pussy is torture? How about you try hers?
Please, please. Yes, thank you, thank you.
Okay, I'll move behind you.
Thank you.
And I'll help you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Like this?
Yes, just like that.
Slipping him inside.
Yes, then slowly sinking down. Here, I'll push you down.
Like before now? Oh, just how you did?
Yes.
I do feel him twitch. Look, how can I make him do it again?
I'm an excellent teacher, aren't I, dear knight? And you're a natural cough taker.
Oh, thank you. I think... Is that good? Do you think it's good? It feels good. Oh, so good.
Want it to feel better?
How could it?
If I use my hands on you, princess.
Yes, this please.
You are such a natural at begging. We must choose the right prince for you that will enjoy that.
Don't stop.
Be careful. You're going to make him come and put a bastard in your belly. And you don't want that, do you? You hear her whimper and moan. She's practically begging to be full of your cum. Poor princess. She wants it so bad. And you want to give it to her, don't you?
How would it feel if it came on me? Would it feel good?
Better than you can imagine.
Please, please. I want to feel it.
She wants you to start a war for her cunt. Can you believe
please,
it?
Please, please, please. I want to feel
it.
Gone
I too
don't
far?
Care.
You can't stop yourself
Minnie,
now,
I need
can you?
It. I need it. I need you to feel me. Please. Please. You must. Please. I don't care. I don't care. Run away. No. As long as you don't stop. Please. Please. I can't stop. Don't make me stop. I'm gonna... I feel it. Is that it?
It looks like I get both princes to myself now.
Oh, good. Oh, I only want my knight.
Well, I still need to get ready for royalty. Come wash in the springs, you two.